This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
People always give out the letters. This guy's been on probably 30 times, so I didn't do that. He's a PhD, MIT. He's in all the microbiology, but integrates it with biomechanical and with the nanotech and all of it. He'll be back with us tomorrow if he can do it early in the show to get into solutions. Dr. Shiva Idure is with us. We got 4 minutes and 15, 20 seconds left, sir. To me, I mean, everything you're saying we know is established medicine. I mean, even MD doctors. But now they're trying to literally say they banned me off of Google app last week. And they put the video up and said, look, he says zinc helps and vitamin D helps and vitamin C. I was just reading studies. So this is next level. They say they're all about science. Why in the hell would they not want us to have this? Well, you were saying, as the numbers show, Big Pharma's dying.
Yeah. So Alex, one of the interesting things is just as a side note on that. In 2015, the 11th Circuit Court ruled, this is an important point, you may want to talk to your lawyers at some point, that the FTC must consider, support claims if you can show mechanisms of action, right? How a particular thing affects some particular claim.
Oh, I had the Attorney General's office of New York, not the Attorney General itself, but their office goes, actually, we're supposed to ask for your science now. I'm like, are you serious? They go, yeah, we want the science. And they said, okay, yeah. Once we gave them the science.
Well, one of the things is the technology that I created, out of my PhD work at MIT, Alex, sorry about that. Cytosolve, it literally helps us understand the molecular mechanisms of action. So we help a lot of people who want to do great products, actually find natural products, actually find the mechanisms of action, and that creates by law a way that you can defend claims. But separate from that, getting back to the coronavirus, the important piece here is that vitamin A and D, the D which creates capsaicins, which literally support antimicrobial effects, the vitamin A which builds cytokeratins, to me, they're the two real powerful weapons that everyone should be using as a baseline, which can have equal or better than the hydroxychloroquine, particularly because there's not as much side effects. That's why I prescribed that or promoted that in the letter to the president. Obviously, I promoted something which you've been also talking about, which is the iodine and the iodide. You need both, the iodine and the potassium iodide, which really supports our thyroid health.
By the way, everybody kept asking me if X2 is the best, the purest deep earth crystal iodine. We had to get a DEA license to have it. Why do you have a new one? Because doctors like you, and I know you said, Alex, you need the other iodines to make sure it uploads, and that's why we have the potassium iodine.
Right, so you need both because that supports the carotenoids creating vitamin A. But one of the things that I think people should take away from today's talk, and we'll talk, I know, more tomorrow, is that we're actually freaking killing these people. 80% of the people go on ventilators are being basically, they're saying they're dead. Okay? And high dose vitamin C, I just tweeted this out, Alex, that the president should pass an executive order that people who are critically ill, they should be given the high dose therapeutic dose of high dose IV vitamin C. It's very simple. It actually works. It stops the cytokine storm because what we're doing is the alveolus is filling up with fluid. And think about it. It's so stupid, right? You're filling up with fluid because of the cytokine storm, and then you're sending more pressure in there. Well, what the hell is that going to do, right?
Correct the lung tissue.
Yeah, you're going to further damage the alveolus.
And it's almost like more because he's being advised. The globalists know they want to kill people because they want a higher number.
They want to kill people, and so you're going vaccines versus vitamins, ventilator versus vitamins.
Listen, I'm going to leave the show tomorrow with you. If you come on at 11 a.m., doctor, this is so important. You're totally right. And we have medical doctors saying, go ahead.
We have a huge opportunity, Alex, to get the word out there. Before I close, I want everyone to know, I'm running for U.S. Senate. We'll talk about it more. We need to get on the ballot. The globalists here, the Democratic Party.
Listen, 11:15 tomorrow. Come on, do the ventilators, medical doctors agree with you, and then get into how to defend, get into Senate, everything. God bless you, my friend. What's the best place for people to find you online, doctor?
What's that?
Best place to find you online.
VaShiva.com or Shiva4Senate.com. Shiva4Senate.com.
Right. Great job. Jason Jones is a huge filmmaker. He's the first person to expose these hospitals and things were empty. He's about to host with big guests he's got lined up.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out, still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
Hosting, and I brought my friends.
Hey, my name is Tiana Elisar, and I'm happy to be on here with you.
So, I have been a fan of Alex Jones for almost 30 years, going way back to when he was on Public Access and before you were born. What year were you born?
1995.
Right around when you were born.
Sweet.
And so to be asked to guest host this week of all weeks, when I know all of us who follow Alex are paying attention this week, we're looking for answers this week, and I didn't intend to start Film Your Hospital Movement. I just wanted to go to our local urgent care. And
did you mention to them where we are right now?
Oh, we are in my home office on the west side of Oahu.
Oahu, which is an island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean within the Hawaiian chains. So, yes, we are getting hit by the coronavirus pandemic here as well. So we're the only two brave people enough to sit this close to each other to go on Alex Jones' show because everyone else is, you know.
I'm the only brave one.
Yeah.
Because I've been tested. And so you know I don't have it. I don't know about you.
Okay, I guess that means.
But tell them who you are. So the reason I asked Tiana to be on is it's intimidating to do this show alone. And I think she's the best on-air personality, in front of the camera personality we have in Hawaii. Tell them who you are.
I agree to disagree. I think I just bring a real opinion. I don't know much, and I'll say that right now. I don't know much, but I will say what I guess some of my peers will act like they know how to say. If any of you try to maybe do a quick Google search, like, why is she on this show? Because you'll probably see that I was a big leftist about around election season. I used to lead anti-Trump rallies here in my state. I was, you name it, pro-abortion, pro-feminism, to off the wall charts. I had the pink pussy.
You led the anti-Trump rallies in Hawaii.
Yeah, I led anti-Trump rallies, and I just want to say that's why I was also excited to be on the show, because people like Alex Jones and the information that I've been able to learn, it really is, you know, seeing a new light and learning the truth about what's going on. And I've actually was watching some of the old clips of Alex Jones yesterday just to kind of refresh my memory. And he was saying, wow, I'm so tired of just the social manipulation from the media. And that's where I came from. So.
And you admit that you were manipulated. So when you watch the Left to Left show, she does a good job of admitting she was manipulated. So the guests that I asked to be on the show today were people that have the answers to the questions I'm most interested in. We have Matt Staver from the Liberty Council, who's representing the pastor in Florida who kept his church open, because I'm not a constitutional scholar, but when you have de Blasio threatening to shut churches forever, Cuomo using the National Guard to take ventilators from private hospitals, and now the World Health Organization saying they're going to come into our homes and take our family members, something I didn't even imagine. 3 days ago, I made a video saying They went to the hospitals. They closed the churches. Next, they're going to come take our food. I said that on Alex's show last week. I would not have imagined. They said they were going to come and take my children, take my wife, something I could never have imagined. The World Health Organization said this. That's why we're having that saver on, to see how can this be constitutional. It can't be. And how can we defend ourselves? We also have the Benham, David Benham and the Benham brothers. David Benham was lost his reality show with his brother because of his family's commitment to their Christian values. And he's been an outspoken advocate for life. He was just arrested.
He was just arrested this past Saturday. Yeah, in North Carolina for praying outside of an abortion clinic, supposedly because he was going against coronavirus orders in his state. So we're going to talk to him about what's going on with that situation, what he feels about it.
And I can't wait to talk to him. And we're also having on a gentleman named Arslan. Arslan is lives in the Middle East. He's ethnically, he's a Uyghur, and their country was invaded by China in 1949, East Turkestan. And China has been waging a relentless war of ethnic cleansing and genocide. And right now, it may seem unbelievable to you if you haven't heard this before, there are 3 million Uyghur in concentration camps with all of their DNA taken, and they're using them as farms for human organs, for organs, slave labor. A lot of the brands and the products in the United States that we consume, you and I, are made by folks in these slave camps. And this gentleman, Arslan, made a video going after social justice warriors in the West, calling Trump a racist for referring to it as the China virus, when meanwhile China has 3 million ethnic Uyghur and other minorities, not to mention the persecution of Christians. So we're going to have Arslan calling in all the way from where he's living now in the Middle East. But the first thing I want to address, you are intrigued by Q.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. That's a good question. So I'm neither full-blown going to every single drop every single day, but I do get the trickles onto my social media feeds every once in a while.
So, okay. So I've been bombarded by Q advocates after expressing skepticism on Alex's show last week, on this show last week. And I want to present to all of you followers of Q, and to you, we've talked a lot about
this. Yeah, we've talked a lot about it.
Here are my simple concerns. And on my podcast, The Jason Jones Show, yesterday, I interviewed Q advocates on this, and they really couldn't answer it. So, you know, contact me. I'll bring you on if you think you can answer these questions. My number one problem is it's Gnostic. And my second problem is that it encourages good people, friends of mine, to engage in calumny, saying horrible things about real people. And so let me explain the first, Gnosticism.
Yeah.
They use an anonymous source speaking with ambiguous language, opaque language, communicating statements that cannot be verified and it cannot be proved. You can't prove them or disprove them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that creates an opportunity for division. So then they communicate in an ambiguous way from an anonymous source, facts, statements that cannot be verified or cannot be refuted about real human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say something about a person that's real and exists, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
That is calumny. I wouldn't want an anonymous source communicating something about me in a way that you couldn't refute or deny, like, do you beat your wife, Jason, type of things, but much, much worse. And then my third question for followers of Q is, you tell me to trust the plan. What's the plan? And how does Q benefit from sharing this information to us? Because all of my friends who are following Q, I don't know what they're doing that's productive for any good. I have friends right now that are feeding here in Hawaii. You know about the Kapuna Project. We've done 5,000 2-week supplies of food for folks who are homebound and elderly. That's very productive. We've got Matt Staver fighting for the Constitution. We've got David Benham out in front of abortion clinics praying. We have Arslan making videos standing up for the president, standing up against the racist regime that is communist China. What does Q give me to defend my Constitution, to stand with the vulnerable in my community, to preserve the Constitution for my posterity, or to advance the dignity of the child in the womb of the Uyghur in East Turkestan? Those are my questions.
Those are actually very valid. I've never thought about it in that way. I think most people who follow Q, I'll give you an example. It's not kind of much an entertainment aspect, but usually when I watch videos, it's in the living room on my big TV with my auntie, like, oh, what's going on today? If there are Q followers here, you know which video series I'm talking about. I was watching The Fall Cabal. Mm-hmm. Basically, what it is, you're asking, you know, what it. I just want to break it down for anyone who just wants to start at the baseline.
But before we even get to what they say, I want to know how it is. How can I trust it?
Right.
And why would I repeat it if it's talking about humans that are real if I can't verify it? And it's,
right. So I think a common idea for everybody, and I think this is the basis for what it is. If you ask any normal, everyday American, what is their opinion on the government? Do you think it's corrupt? 10 out of 10 would say yes. Right. We know that these things exist. And has something been done earlier to expose these things? Yes. And how has that, came out for those people? Well, let's see. There was Julian Assange doing the exact same thing that Q's doing now, but out in the open with his name on it.
With his name on it. You can verify it.
Yeah. And look where that ended up for
sure. We're going to a break. We'll talk more.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Aloha. It is Jason Jones and Tiana Ilisaro hosting for the Alex Jones Show.
Amazing.
All the way in Hawaii. If you guys were here before the break, welcome back. We were talking about Q, and we're actually fighting during the break, fist fighting, actually.
not true.
Yeah, but, you know, we're going back and forth about whether to trust Q, whether not to trust Q, but the important thing is that we are having an open discussion about it. We're able to joust ideas.
I wasn't being anonymous nor opaque in my language, and you can verify my statements.
That's true, and I was giving him cryptic code in order for him to understand what I was saying. So,
understand a word she was saying.
Yeah, so we do have a very important guest. We're going to drop this conversation for a little bit because he is from... Well, he's calling us from the Middle East, so we want to go ahead and get him on as soon as we can. And Jason?
Yeah, my organization, Movie to Movement, we produce films, but we also have a project called the Vulnerable People Project, where we leverage our influence in entertainment and government and politics to stand to defend the vulnerable, from the child in the womb to the Yazidi and on Mount Sinjar, to the Christians in Iraq and Syria, to the Kurds, to the Nuba in Sudan. And I always tell my friends that wherever I go, they go. That I'm going to bring their voice into any room that I am. And a community that I've been working with for several years now is the Uyghur. The Uyghur, most of them live in Chinese-occupied East Turkestan, are suffering democide and genocide like the world hasn't seen since the middle of the 20th century. And a couple of weeks ago, I saw a viral video on Instagram of a young man who is a music teacher, who is his... not living in his home country, but not just thinking about himself. Every moment of his life, every second, is thinking about his family and his friends and his country that is being dominated and suffering from the persecution of the Chinese Communist Party. So, Arslan, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. You made a courageous video. It went viral. It's the first time I've seen you. I don't know if you have other videos that have gone viral where you were defending President Trump. You know, pointing out the hypocrisy of the Western media and the social justice warriors calling President Trump racist for referring it to the China virus, when the Trump administration, Pence, Pompeo, and Ambassador Brownback have been the loudest voices in the world for the Uyghur and who are suffering the worst kind of racist oppression. So, Arslan, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for having me, Jason.
When I was on Alex's show for the first time, just 2 weeks ago now, you messaged me and said, you could get me on the show. And I said, I'll do my best. I don't know. And so I'm grateful to give you this opportunity to share with the world the plight of the Uyghur and other people and Christians and others living in occupied East Turkestan. I still meet elected officials. I meet political scientists, professors at universities, even some that I respect, that are completely ignorant of what is happening to the Uyghur. Can you tell us what is happening and why is the world, why do so many people in the world not know?
Well, what's been happening to the Uyghurs has been going on for hundreds of years. It's only recently, since you've probably seen on the news, the opening of the concentration camps, it's been hitting Western media because it's reminiscent of what happened during World War One, during what happened to the Jews. So this is essentially Holocaust Part Two. The only difference between Holocaust Part One and this version of the Holocaust is that we are not being exterminated en masse in gas chambers. that's pretty much the last step on China's mind. Other than that, pretty much what happened to the Jews 70 or 80 years ago is what's happened to us. From the making religion and culture abandoned from a social cultural perspective, and then you've got the banning of all religions, not just Islam, Christianity, as you mentioned, Buddhism. You have people being taken arbitrarily into these modern day concentration camps for the lightest of crimes, for practicing religion, for speaking your own language, for simply being a Uyghur and identifying with the culture. Women are being sterilized. People are being gang raped regardless of gender. Initially, when we had the males taken in, because most of the detainees are males, we've had 1.1 million Chinese official men essentially occupy the homes of Uyghurs in order to surveil them so that they can assess what's going on at home. Are they practicing religion? Are they speaking the Uyghur language? Are they teaching their children Uyghur culture? Are they abiding or worshipping Xi Jinping? Because now you have a thing where you are forced to place the photograph of, just like in any Christian home or Islamic home, you would have certain things that you would put on your wall. So, for example, I've been to some of my friends who are Catholics, and they would have the cross on their wall. Or if you're Muslim, you would have certain things that you would hang on your wall. Things like this, they are all banned. And when these men do come in, they end up raping the women. They end up, and not just women, raping children as well. We have heard of situations where 12, 13, 14-year-old girls fall pregnant. They end up committing suicide. So, I mean, there is so much going on that we couldn't really cover it within just a few minutes.
We only have two more minutes left in your segment. Yeah. So I wanted to make sure we got you on. What can people do now? The world is suffering because of the Communist Party of China. This is the 30th anniversary this week of the most unusual genocide ever, where China rounded up every pregnant Uyghur woman they could find and in 3 days performed hundreds of abortions. What China started doing to its own people and to occupy people like in East Turkestan, the world's suffering now. What do you recommend for the rest of us to throw off the yoke of this bully of Asia, now bully of the world, the Communist Party? Not the people of China, but the Communist Party of China.
Exactly. Well, China spends so much money, close to $1 billion, trying to save face. They spend so much money on their, essentially what they're not considered state media, but they are essentially state media like the Global Times, CGTN, People's Daily, and they spend another around $500 million a year on what we call 50 cent social army media. So it's upon us. We might be locked in our homes, but we all have a smartphone and we can all raise our concerns on social media, retweet, share any news on the matter. And essentially, I see kind of this Chinese virus as a blessing in disguise, because we have been telling the people around the world, if you do not stop communist China now, this oppression will come to your doorsteps. And in a way, it has, because we have seen how China has dealt with the Chinese virus, keeping it a secret, trying to flatten down. Yes.
We have 30 seconds left. As you notice, my friend Tian is wearing a dopa. Yeah. I wear this all over town as a conversation starter. And it's the traditional hat of the Uyghur. How do people find you? How do they follow you to hear your messages? You're relentless. You're relentless. How do they follow you?
Yes, so you can find me on Twitter at @Arslan_Hidayat. You can find me on my Facebook page, Talk to East Turkestan. It's the most popular Facebook page talking about the Uyghur issue. And just keep...
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Jason Jones with my good friend Tiana from Left to Left Show.
Aloha. Going on. So we just had Arslan as our guest, and we have another special guest. It's just Roland, man. I feel like we should have had more time, and with this guest as well, I'm pretty sure it's going to be the same, but let's get right to it so we don't cut into any of his precious time.
Tell us about Matt Staver.
Well, Matt Staver serves as a senior pastor, founder, and chairman of Liberty Council. He's a chairman of Liberty Council Action, Christians in Defense of Israel, Freedom Federation, Salt and Light Council, and National House of Hope, amongst a multitude of many other organizations. Matt has over 230 published legal opinions. He also authored 8 scholarly law review publications.
Argued before the Supreme Court.
Yes, he has filed numerous briefs and argued in many federal and state courts, including the U.S. Supreme Court, and has argued 2 landmark cases that you know him for.
Yeah, well, he's actually an old friend, and he's taking the lead in defending churches that when folks want to worship in community, which is our right that existed before our Constitution, that was given to us by God and is protected by the Constitution, Matt has been the one guy that's been standing out almost alone. To me, I see a lot of conservative leaders quiet or even turning their back on churches and the Constitution. Matt Staver, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you both.
Yeah, brother, first of all, thank you for standing up with our churches. You know, as I'm seeing what's going on in Florida We have de Blasio, a mayor of a city, saying he's going to close churches for eternity, mosques and synagogues for eternity, the dear worship and community. We have the governor of New York, Cuomo, saying that he will use the National Guard, or he is using the National Guard, to take ventilators away from Republican red counties, rural counties, to the city of New York, the blue Democrat city of New York. We had the World Health Organization now just yesterday come out and say that they will come into our homes, authorities will come into our homes and take our family members. We just had a gentleman, a Uyghur human rights activist, on telling us about the abuses that happen in China. It doesn't sound like it's going to be much different soon here, but I thought we had the Constitution. Matt, what's going on? What are...
Well, we do. Unfortunately, even some of my friends that I would think otherwise just seem to think that the Constitution evaporates in a time of crisis. My goodness, that's when you need the Constitution the most. It doesn't evaporate. The only difference that happens is you have a different interest of the government, but you don't wipe out the Constitution. It's not, can I just worship shoulder to shoulder and pack them into a church like sardines and just ignore the health? Or, the other hand, do I just shut down the churches because it's a health crisis? No, you have to balance it. So, for example, in Washington State, the state up until just recently did not even allow the pastors to drive to the church, a single individual to drive to the church to do an online Easter service. That just got amended. Now they're saying, well, at least you can drive 10 people to the church and do an online service. But they said originally when we were working with the pastors there just a few days ago, no, you can't do that. Everyone has to stay home. We are working with a pastor in Louisville, Kentucky. The executive order there with the Democrat Governor Beshears allows shopping malls and libraries, and you can do that with no problem. But the mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, said no parking lot churches for this coming Easter, none at all, because he says, my goodness, you'd have all these people driving on the road. Well, the same people can drive to the Home Depot and listen to the car radio or go to the shopping mall and listen to something on the radio, no problem. But if that shopping mall or the Home Depot changed its name to ABC Church, my goodness, it's off limits now. We had just recently video of people in Greenville, Mississippi, given citations, police officers walking through the parking lot, knocking on the doors of the cars, giving them a $500 fine for sitting in their cars with the air recirculating, listening to the pastor preach from a distance away. They're in their cars, and they cited them $500 for doing that. I mean, we have a pastor in Virginia who has a group of people he ministers to. These are prostitutes and drug addicts that have turned their life around through the ministry of this church. They had 16 people spread out in a sanctuary of 200 seats, very far spaced. These people don't have driver's license. They don't have cell phones. They don't have internet. They depend upon the church for food and spiritual support. And he got criminally charged. He could face up to a year in prison, $2,500 in fines, because he had six people over the Democrat Governor Northam's 10-person limit. And on the other hand, there's some common sense that is happening. Just yesterday, Kansas changed the governor's restriction of 10 people. The Kansas Attorney General issued a press statement saying that the 10-person limit to churches violates the state constitution. And so the Committee of Seven got together and just yesterday overruled the governor. In Florida, because of the case that we work on with the pastor who was arrested wrongfully, and by the way, the sheriff literally lied and has put this man's life in danger. He lied in terms of what he said and what happened. It was absolutely false. It's defamatory. But as a result of that case, Governor DeSantis has declared churches, synagogues, and houses of worship as essential services and essential activity. Texas has done something similar. Indiana, something similar. But we're seeing these unbelievable power grabs by governors and mayors with the stroke of a pen, giving the old thumbs up or thumbs down as to whether you exist by one word, the word essential. And unfortunately, we have people saying, Matt, that's okay.
Matt, so this is a problem. I have, you know, Cuomo said, sue me. I don't know if this is legal. If it's not, then sue me. It's bothersome that these elected officials don't even seem to care it's constitutional. So should we not worry about these fines and these tickets? Are these all going to be washed away when this panic is over? My daughter was just cited for hiking with her cousin 2 miles up in a mountain alone with her cousin in Hawaii. I told her not to worry about it. Save it for toilet paper. There's no way this is going to stand. Should we be confident that this is all going to be washed away in the courts?
You know, I don't know if you can be confident on that. I think that we can be confident that many of these things are unconstitutional, and unfortunately, these things are going to have to be represented and litigated. We have a mom with her kids. She's on the beach of Volusia County, Florida. They're sitting in the water. The kids want to make a sandcastle. The police said you can walk on the beach, but you can't sit still. The kids can't make a sandcastle. I mean, how much more are we going to allow this kind of thing to happen? And I know, having monitored about 1,000 of these executive orders around the country, they change hour by hour. They do an executive order, and then they do a follow-up amendment. Oops, we forgot something. Oops, we're going to add this. Oops, we're going to...
Yeah, we have less than 2 minutes. Tiana has a question for you, and I want people who are planning to worship in community this Easter to know how to get a hold of you. But quickly, your question, Tiana.
Right. So there are specific instances where, you know, people are saying, you know, layman people who are just at home saying, oh, yeah, well, that makes sense. Can you shed light on some of the instances that I've read about if it's constitutional or not?
Yeah.
In West Virginia, the governor... on Tuesday, acknowledged that his directive to have police monitor roads and check in on travelers coming from coronavirus hotspots, like just like here in Hawaii, we're saying, you know, people are flying in. Is it constitutional that we stop them and make them turn back or test them or house them in you know, police escorted ways? I'm not too sure. What's your take on that?
I think there's so much unconstitutionality going on right now because so many people, governors, mayors, they're operating as though there is no check and balance. There is no constitution, and yet we still have it. In fact, it's more important. The scarier thing is that a lot of people think that it's okay. That's the thing that's shocking to me. You know, and when somebody says, well, my church can just flip off the lights and go online, fine. But you're looking at it from your church. Maybe you're...
So, Matt, we've got 20 seconds. Your organization is needed now more than ever, the Liberty Council. How do pastors and others reach out to your organization for help?
They can go to lc.org, 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 or they can call 407-875-1776. But lc.org is the easiest way.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello and aloha, everybody. Welcome to the last segment of the Jason Jones.
No, Alex Jones Show. She does my podcast.
Yes.
Alex Jones Show.
Well, as you've been hearing from my previous segments, it's just sounds like a lot of confusion. I'm very worried about what to do about this coronavirus, how to act, what to do next. And actually, during our break, I found this book right here. It's been
shameless.
Highly regarded by people like Patrick Buchanan, Ted Cruz, Governor Mike Huckabee, Abby Johnson. I mean, everyone is reading this book, and I think it will show you what to do in times of
how
break.
Much I owe you.
Yeah.
So this is my book, and the first person I wanted to get it to is Alex Jones.
Yes.
For Alex, but really more obviously for his audience, because as an undergraduate, over 20 years ago, I was studying the genocides, democides, and total wars of the 20th century. And I saw that we were going to see a repeat in the 21st. So I wanted to know what ideologies were used to divide us and what principles could unite us. And those five principles are simple. The Imago Dei, that the human person is made in the image of God and has an inviolable dignity. Two, the transcendent moral order. There's a law above the laws of man. Three, subsidiarity. The more distant an institution is away from you, the less influence it should have. So your family, your church, your neighborhood, local and state government, the most influence. The World Health Organization should have zero influence in your life, yet we are all on lockdown. The humane economy, grounding our social order and the right to private property. You're not taking my ventilator, my food, or my family out of my house. And the fifth one, which is the most important one, solidarity, which means we share our strengths and our privileges. We shoulder the burdens of the vulnerable. And that principle was really introduced to the world tomorrow on Easter. This radical solidarity is that Christian principle where God becomes man. That's the Imago Dei, the image of God. And that's where we get this Western understanding of human dignity, which is embedded in our Declaration of Independence, which the Constitution was written to protect. Solidarity is the key principle. I've been noticing on Twitter lately that everything trending is divisive. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's really unusual, isn't it?
It is.
And is it an accident?
No.
I don't think it's an accident. So I'm offering my book free. to any Alex Jones listener, if you go to thegreatcampaign.org, a tax-deductible donation of $20, we will send you the book, which is $30, and we will cover the shipping. Because you are the folks I most wanted to get this book to. And I'm really thankful to Alex and his audience. Yes, Tiana.
All right, so
David's ready.
David is ready.
He's one of my heroes.
So we have our last guest of the day. His name is David Denham. I just want to give a quick intro before we start. How you introduced me to him was the Benham Brothers, as you can see on their website. Both of them were professional baseball players. Not only on top of that, I was reading their entire bio yesterday. They are entrepreneurs on steroids. Like
they take steroids? They all fit. Wow, we heard it first. Wow, David, you need to call that lawyer we just had on.
Yes, and you know,
if I took steroids, I'd still be playing baseball.
Well, David, we want to thank you.
Yes.
We've got 6 minutes left, and your bio is huge, but you are a personal hero of mine. And I'm not going to be on the Alex Jones Show without taking an opportunity to defend the most vulnerable human beings in our country, the child in the womb of their mothers, who are also vulnerable. And your family, your father, you and your brother, your whole family, has been standing for life when it takes risk. David, you were just arrested.
Yeah.
For doing something you've been doing since you were a baby.
Yeah.
Praying in front of an abortion clinic.
Yeah. Believe it or not, it's my first arrest. I couldn't believe it. I mean, the thing is, I'm sipping coffee with my wife Saturday morning, and I get a phone call from my attorney that said, "Hey, David, listen, there's a lot of police down at the abortion facility saying that they're going to arrest our sidewalk counselors." Now, just pause for a second. We have a pro-life public charity. It's a 501c3. It's well within the essential provisions of the state statute for COVID laws. Not only that are we an essential business, but we've gone above board by saying we're going to do social distancing. We only had 3 sidewalk counselors there. They were 10 feet apart, hand sanitizer, the whole 9 yards. I show up. The police come right at me and said, "You can't be here. There's more than 10 people." And I'm like, "What? There are only 10 people here, police officers." And so they said, and I went back and I said, I'm the chairman of the board of a public charity, federally recognized public charity. You can't tell me if this abortion facility is open, then our ministry is going to remain open and we're going above board.
That's a brilliant point. So your organization is founded to educate women on the reality of abortion, was approved by the IRS. You were doing the work of your mission, which requires you to be in front of an abortion clinic. So the abortionists that work inside, I guess that's essential, but people educating women going on in from the outside is not essential. That's a brilliant point.
Yeah, and the thing is here's what we're doing. When those mothers come out, even after an abortion, we're the ones that are there following up with them. We're the ones that are getting them medical assistance. We're the ones plugging them into our life network and our mentor network, and having families come alongside them, whether they choose life or not. And over 5,000 mothers have chosen our services since 2010. So when the COVID laws came out, we are an accepted, approved charity that can actually administer these services. But you know what? It's viewpoint discrimination. The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, the city attorney, the mayor's office, and the governor's office targeted, and they're continuing to target pro-life Christians. They didn't just do it in Charlotte. They did it in Greensboro as well. And so we are operating not only within our federally protected organization, we are operating even within the COVID laws and doing social distancing. So this is clearly a breach of our rights.
You know, David, there's a principle that when you're in solidarity with the vulnerable, you become as vulnerable as they are. But I see this as a stepping stone. This obstacle that was placed in front of you to stand up for life has become a stepping stone. Just like you courageously walked away from a reality show career, and that would have been lucrative and life-changing, but you would rather change the lives of one child at a time, one woman at a time, and you sacrificed that. You've had a habit of sacrificing things. We've got about a minute left with you. Can you share do you have any questions, David?
No, I just, listening to his story, I also wanted to note that I thought, you know, these abortion clinics, they also say, oh, we want to care and we want to save lives by staying open, but they're doing the exact opposite by hoarding all of their medical supplies and taking lives instead.
Oh,
Jesus tells us, greater love has no one than this, that they lay their lives down for their friends. Love is what motivates us. It's not the narrative that the media puts out there that we hate women and all these other things. It is love that motivates us, and hopefully love that compels us to be a voice for the most vulnerable among us.
And David, you and your family have loved, and love requires cost. If you love up until cost, you've never loved until it costs, and then walk away, you've never loved at all. Thank you for living a life in solidarity with the most vulnerable in the world. How do people follow you and work with you to defend life in their communities?
On all of our socials, it's Benham Brothers, B-E-N-H-A-M, Benham Brothers. They can go anywhere on the web, Facebook, any socials, follow us there. And we're moving this thing forward. Senator Cruz has an online petition now, and it's blowing up. People can sign that petition. It's on our socials as well. We need to stand for life.
Cecile Richards said pro-lifers are like gnats. When you swat at them, more come back. And they've given us a stumbling block. You turned it into a stepping stone. God bless you. Thank you for standing for life, brother.
Thanks for having me. God bless you guys, too.
Thank you.
All right.
When the producer told us this is going to go by so fast, I wanted four guests. I feel like I didn't let you talk enough or the guests talk enough.
It's fine. They have spoken for millions of people who need the voice right now. During this pandemic.
The Benham Brothers.
The Benham Brothers. We had, you know.
So our mission is to defend the vulnerable. So it was a privilege to bring on the Alex Jones Show, someone standing up for these churches.
Mm-hmm.
And our right, a lawyer, to stand up with the Uyghur, mm-hmm. to stand with the child in the womb. You know, our mission statement is very simple, to love God, to love our neighbors. The best way to show your love for God here, we know, is to stand inside with the vulnerable. How do we follow you after this?
Go on Instagram and Facebook. It's at Left the Left Show, or they have my YouTube up there. I'm on every single social media, but stay connected and let's find truth together.
Yes, and you can follow me at TGC with Jason. That's the Great Campaign with Jason, TGC with Jason. Also, if you go to thegreatcampaign.org, you can get your free copy of The Race to Save Our Century. And I have a podcast, The Jason Jones Show, and you can listen to The Jason Jones Show on wherever you listen to podcasts. I want to thank Alex Jones and his audience for courageously, with fortitude and discipline, defending freedom for decades.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.